Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
We are just plumb tickled to have you along. Hope you're having a wonderful week. We've got a lot to do. I love the Andy Stanley thought process of life. He said, and by the way, that's some of the best wisdom that you can get. If you're a podcast listener, sign up for Andy Stanley Leadership Podcast. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for Consider This program. But Andy asks his people three questions. And when he does business consulting, he says three questions. Ken, why are we here? What are we doing? And how do you fit in? Right. So why are we here? The Financial Enhancement Group sponsors this show. I'm the managing partner. We're registered investment advisors, fiduciaries that help people with the financial world, whether it be legacy planning or retirement planning, distribution, those kind of things that go in and on and every day. What are we doing? Well, our mission is to take care of people who do not want to worry about their money. That's very important. People who don't want to worry about their money. And help them from making inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. How do I fit in? I'm from a family of school teachers. I hate people that work, or I hate situations where people work very hard and get paid very little or don't know anything about their money. I've watched it lead to divorce, family feuds, problems, going through some of that right now in one of our families that we take care of. It's just so sad. And I don't want to have that go on in your life or anybody else's life. So that's why I spend my time doing the show. Ken shows up because he wants to make sure that I'm using the right words so that you guys understand what they are. And so when you hear him interrupt me and go, whoa, 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 what's that mean? That's what his job is. That's what he's here for. So I by no means is Ken Dilger average, but for all intents and purposes on this show, I'm Joe, and he's the average Joe. He is your ombudsman that's there to make sure you're getting value out of your time. And it's a beautiful thing. It is Blood Donor Month. You may not need the blood now, but maybe somebody in your family or you will need it at some time. I would tell you to go give, and that's the same reason we do financial planning. We're trying to get you to engage in your financial future. We're going to talk today about trading your long-term future for your short-term peace of mind. And we're going to talk about, are you ready for this, Ken?
Sure.
Stocks aren't risky. Really? They aren't risky. We'll get into that and break that down for you. Again, go to the wherever you listen to podcasts, sign up for Consider This program. If you missed anything, you can always go to our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. You'll find my newspaper weekly article there, as well as previous radio shows. If there's anything at all we can help you find, please don't hesitate to let us know. 800-928-4001. We'll be right back and get into the show.
Hi, I'm Ken Dilger, co-host of Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $390 million for families in 31 states. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money and five critical elements of finance: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, life happens, the good, the bad, and the ugly of life, and legacy planning. Each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. A Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 1-800-928-4001. Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA, SBIC. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Ken Dilger.
Ken, what would you, knowing that my entire life's career has focused on distribution planning,
okay,
helping people get money out, what do you suppose the number one questions are that I get asked? I mean, if you were coming to see me and you're 55 years old and you're thinking about retirement, what's that number one question?
When do I have to take my money out?
When do you have to?
When do I have to?
When do you have to? I like that answer because that means you've got other assets that are out there and you don't have to worry about
it. What are my taxes I'm going to pay on that?
Oh, boy, that's a big one. That the first one that I get from people who have saved a moderate amount of money, right? So somebody shows up and they've got, you know, $300,000 to $700,000, right? And that's their retirement. That's their 401k. And their number one question that they ask me is, how do I eliminate the uncertainty of future income? How do I make sure that I don't run out? People with $2 million don't ask me that question. They ask about the taxes. They ask about when do I have to touch it. With the market volatility we've seen recently, the other question that we're getting is, how do I handle the volatility of the markets and not worry about running out of money? And I can tell you, there is a lot of fear that exists inside of the market, especially in terms of volatility. Here's what I don't want you to do, Ken. I do not want you to trade your long-term future for short-term peace of mind. It doesn't make sense in any circumstance. So that old expression, spite your nose to save your face or whatever, you've already ruined the whole deal, right? Most of us want a solution, but just try reading the fine print on an equity indexed annuity. So let me give you the sales pitch right now before anybody else gives it to you. And then you will understand why so many people succumb to this product. So here's the deal. I've got a friend. He's 75 years old. By the way, he has no securities licenses. None. Never been in the investment world. Has no regulator that he has to take care of other than the state of Illinois and the state of Florida that manage his insurance license. So if an insurance product is approved, and so if the insurance product would work for one person and gets approved, then the state will approve it, right? Same thing here in Indiana. And here's the deal. Wally goes on the radio and he goes, "Hi, my name is Wally. I've been in the industry since 1980. I have never lost money for anybody. Not once. Not ever. If you want to make sure your retirement's secure, call me." And then he puts out his phone number. And people call him like you wouldn't believe. In both states, he spends about $100,000 a year on commercials, or $100,000 a month on commercials, and makes three or four times that a month selling people equity indexed annuities. Okay? Now, the pitch when he gets into the house is this. Here's the deal. We know that the stock market averages about 9% a year. We also know it has bad years like it did in 2018. It has great years like it did in 2017. But at retirement age, Ken, do you really want to deal with that kind of volatility, that kind of uncertainty? Really, Ken? Really? Right? And of course, especially now with market volatility, the answer, of course, is no. Right? And so here's the deal. We're going to provide you this product. And if the stock market is up, we're going to provide you a percentage, like 70% of what the S&P 500 did, but it can only go so high. So if it crosses a barrier, you know, that's in the fine print that nobody ever wants to talk about or read. If it goes above 12% or 14%, you still only get 70% of, let's say, 10, right? But if the market goes down, Ken, we're going to protect your mom. We're going to take care of her. And she's going to get at least 2% on her money, even if the market went down. So you can either get 70% of what the market did up to a certain amount, or you get a guaranteed 2. Who wouldn't buy that deal, right? And so people sign the paperwork, and they look at these things. So I had a 74 and a 75-year-old that heard the radio a couple weeks ago. Two ladies met each other in an investment club. One of their buddies in the investment club sold them these products, came in, and they sit down, and I showed them how they had entered into a 12-year, at age 74 and 75, mind you, a 12-year surrender fee. And then I proceeded to explain to them that it is indeed true. The stock market has averaged over 9% a year the last 50 years. But there's an important detail, Ken.
What's that?
It's averaged over 9% a year, including dividends.
Gotcha.
See, my buddy Wally, because he doesn't want to know this, doesn't understand that if you took the dividends out of the equation, the S&P 500 is averaged closer to 5.5%, not 9%. So now all of a sudden you're getting 70% of 5.5%, or 3.5% roughly, somewhere in there, and you've locked up your money for 12 years in an unknown world of inflation and everything else because it felt good today. It got you out of this crazy market today. Folks, that is not a good answer. There's that old expression, have you ever been told if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is? Right? There is a reason. You have a cost for everything. Ask them what the cost is, because most of them do not, the people, when I say most of them, I'm talking about the people who are selling them, do not understand how the dividend part works and what happens in a futures contract. I've been in this place before, right? I've tried diets, I've bought vitamins, I've bought technology because it was supposed to be a great solution to a problem, and I'm thinking, this has got to be too good to be true. You know, I'm still holding out that they're going to make a pill that makes me skinny. The good news of the diets and the vitamins and the technology is they all are quick data points for working or not working. You know, I can kick the tires on a car. That's where that expression comes from, right? I can see a house if I buy real estate. You only get one shot at retirement, and it takes years, Ken, to see if it worked out. All right? There are three stages of accumulating money, and there's just no way around it. Accumulation, preservation, and distribution. And volatility is a critical part of life. You just have to understand how that works in the market. But what I want you to think about, if you come to the Financial Enhancement Group or if you see a fiduciary, you need to think of buckets of money. And you need to think about it in two different ways. First, let's think about multiple buckets, right? All money is not designed to do the same thing. I told you in the last conversation, Barb and I have a put and take account. Right, for vacations, right? That money does something. My youngest daughter is still in nursing school. That money does something. The money that goes into my 401k is designed for retirement. It's hands off, right? That's what we're going to use years down the road. But think about money in different places, and also think about the investment climate that's out there, right? So the things that I may do now are a little bit different than what I would have done in June when I thought the market was overpriced. And think about the taxes on each of those decisions that you make, right? So how you take out money, when you take out money, changes based on the condition. And I would not encourage any of you to lock your money up in a equity indexed annuity without understanding the implications. You're not going to read the fine print. The sales guy hadn't read the fine print. The actuaries have read the fine print. And they understand when they should be used and when they shouldn't. But they're not the one that's looking at you eyeball to eyeball across the kitchen table. So here's what you need to consider. You need to manage your distributions. That's when you take the money, how you take it. Pay attention to both the investment climate, how the market's valued, and taxes. Make sure you work with a fiduciary, but regardless, do not let short-term change the course of your entire future. A short-term decision today can lead to a really, really, really bad result in your life later on. So if you've got a question or comment, you can always shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. If you want to go to our website, you'll be able to find our articles, previous radio shows that you can go to get information. If there's something in particular you're looking for, just shoot us an email. While you're there, get signed up for the Market Carver. It's our economic newsletter that comes out every Thursday. It's free. Happy to have you as part of the process or part of the system. If you want to do it on your own, that's your business. If you want a fiduciary, it's our business. Look forward to seeing you. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
Happy to have you along. Hey, folks, we encourage you guys to send in questions. That lets us know what it is you want to hear, and that's what we're really trying to do. My why in life is to educate people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. We are here to try to help you engage with your financial future, and so I'm happy to answer the questions. I also write for Investopedia. And they just sent me a nice little letter at the beginning of the new year. I have exceeded 10,000 views. You know,
very nice.
That's, well, it sounds like a lot until you have friends that have 100 million downloads of their podcast, right? And then it's kind of like, okay, you know.
So you're slacking, Joe.
Apparently I'm slacking.
My gosh.
But here are some of the questions that we answered for people last year. If I withdrew money from my traditional IRA, how will that money be taxed? Can I buy and sell the same stock many times in one day? How can I optimize on my postgraduate financial situation? How should I invest my small windfall? Is there a circumstance to convert 401k funds to a Roth without tax? Some new additions that have come in. If I withdraw money from my IRA, how will that money be taxed? Oh, that's the same thing. I don't know why. Oh, that's because that was one of the top performing ones. So I write those, you know, if many times you hear them on the radio, that's what we're going to do right now. If you've got a question, something you want to hear on the show, please don't hesitate to send it. I'll answer it for you, change your name, and use it as a question for here on the show. So Ken, let's go ahead and hit a few of these.
All right, Joe, first question. Why do some companies have as many as three ticker symbols?
Ah, it's usually because of different shares of class. We call them class shares. It just doesn't sound right. So Alphabet, I believe, is one of those. Google clearly is. Berkshire is one of those. When you think about the Berkshire fund, there's class A shares, there's class B shares. And in Berkshire's case, they only had class A forever, and it was almost $100,000 to buy a unit, to buy a share. And so there were people who couldn't buy any. And what happened is some of these mutual fund companies started to try to knock him off, so to speak. And they were creating Berkshire lookalikes, just like people have the S&P 500 lookalike. And so, you know, Warren and Charlie Munger got together and said, this is ridiculous. So they created Class B that was much lower in unit price. Last time I looked at it, it was somewhere in around the $1,000, $2,000 area. So it was easy for somebody to be able to get into it if they bought into that business model. But many times it's the voting rights. So you may have share classes that are A that have all of the voting rights, and the B shares may have the same value but don't have the voting right. In a lot of estate planning cases, we have limited partnerships where the general partner has one type of share and the other owners have a different type of share for a very good reason. Good question, but that's what you're seeing.
All right, Joe, question two. Do I have to report money repaid to me that I loaned to a family member?
Now, this is all going to depend on the amount. So let's test your knowledge base here, Ken, for the year. How much money can I give you this year?
$15,000.
There you go. And what's the rule about that?
As long as it's a gift.
No strings attached.
Correct.
That's what makes it a gift of present interest. So I can't give you 15 grand. Notice Ken is not part of my family. So it doesn't have to be a family member. You can give anybody in the country $15,000 a year. No taxes to you, no taxes to them, as long as it's no strings attached. So if I gave Ken $15,000, I don't have to report on my taxes. He doesn't have to report on his taxes. And he hits the lottery 5 years from now and he gives me the $15,000 back, right? Then no taxes were paid. You certainly do not have to report it. All is well. Now, let's say it was $100,000. Okay. Remember, with that gifting, Barb can give you 15 also, and Ken's married, so we could really give you 60 if we wanted to, okay, under the current rules. But if we gave you 100, technically we have to report the interest that you should be paying. It's called an AFR rate. It's a very low rate, but it's the least amount of interest rate that I can charge. You're supposed to be paying it. I'm supposed to be claiming it on my taxes as income. Most of the time that money is gifted too. And quite frankly, rarely does it wind up on a 1040. It just, in all fairness, should. But it usually is not there. It's considered an inter-family loan. But you fast forward 10 years, and all of a sudden you write me that check for 100 grand, Ken. You're going to make a gift to me, and it's fine. I don't have to report that on my taxes unless you're trying to deduct it. However, because that's greater than the $60,000 exemption, you're going to have to use part of your unified credit, part of that 11 million and change that we each have that we can leave behind. So, you know, it's not going to cost you any taxes. You're just using part of the 11 million. Assuming you and your wife don't have 22 million and change sitting around, then you're going to be okay, and life is fine and dandy. But it is a good question, and it all depends on the size of the amount of money.
Interesting, Joe. All right, third question. I own 5 rental properties. Which mortgage should I pay down first?
And Ken, you're an expert in this area.
That's a great question. I mean, there's a lot of open-ended information that I still need to get. You know, what's the loan to value and all these things? What's the interest rate? What's the rent income being charged?
Well, now the rent income doesn't have anything to do with which one I'd pay down.
Well, true.
Right.
But still.
So let's say I've got 5 houses.
Yeah.
Right. Because I have this question all the time. Right. And it's an easy formula. I don't care if it's a mortgage. I don't care if it's the only way a mortgage would matter to me differently is if it was freeing up other collateral that I had where I had to sign off on it.
Kind of like, right? A blanket loan.
Kind of like a blanket loan. If I had a blanket loan, it's just covering more than one thing. So every time we get the line of credit, the financial enhancement group, I've got to sign a letter that pledges not just my assets here, but the assets that I have anywhere else. They want me on the hook so that I'm not going to run off with the money, so to speak. So there may be a period of time where you have one rental that's got 3 other rentals locked up so that you can't refinance or do anything else. That would be different. But other than that, with any debt, you start with what Ken said, the interest rate. How much are you paying? And then the second one, in my opinion, is what is the lowest balance, not the highest? And I always say that because I want to see progress, right? So I'm a week and a half into, or 2 weeks into, keto, and I'm waiting to see this progress that they've promised that's going to occur, and have to buy new pants and do all those wonderful things that I'm sure are going to take place. So I'm drinking more water. I'm eating better food. I'm recording it. I've been to the trainer, right? I'm sleeping better. I'm doing all these things that I'm supposed to do. And that's what happens when somebody goes on a diet. But before too long, they don't see any progress, and then all of a sudden they quit, and they go back, and they gain more weight than they lost originally. That's really what happens when people start paying off debt, especially credit card debt. Nobody wants to make a minimum payment, so you make more than a minimum payment on 10 things, right? What we want to do is attack and destroy. So you find the highest interest rate on one side, you list all your interest rates. On the other side, you list your balance, lowest to highest. And what you want to find are the two that are the closest to the top. So if you owe $500 on something or $10,000 on something, and the interest rate is high, you pay that off first, pay minimum payments on everything else, and then eventually you can say, it's gone. I beat it. I can buy the new pair of pants. My waist is smaller. Life is good. Great questions, Ken. Appreciate you doing that for us. If you got a question or comment, you can shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Don't forget to go to the website. yourlifeafterwork.com, get signed up for the Market Carver, and listen to other shows, read newspaper columns, whatever you need. Hopefully it will be there. If not, just ask. And please get signed up for the podcast. Consider this program. You'll find us at iTunes and all the places that you can listen to a podcast. 800-928-4001. If you want to do this on your own, my friends, that's your business. If you're looking for a fiduciary, that's our business. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from markers and pens to 2019 desk calendars.
And right now, a 12-pack of Sharpie markers and an 8-pack of Expo dry erase markers are only $4.99 each.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store. Ends 1/19/19, in store only.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, "I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order.
Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started.
Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Ed Balco, Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
We are happy to have you along. Ken, stocks are not risky. Are you ready to find out why?
Yes. Enlighten me, Joe.
If you are human and you hear the word risk, your mind immediately goes to a negative consequence.
Correct.
Just the way it is. Just human nature. Stocks are deemed risky and bonds are deemed safer. That's what you hear in the news, but are they really? So ask yourself this question. Have you ever asked a question and got an answer you were sure you understood but found out you were totally off later on?
Of course.
Yeah. Happens to me. I think things are included all the time when people talk. And, you know, in our world, at the Financial Enhancement Group, we get paid to manage money. We're registered investment advisors. At the same time, we help people with their legacy plan. We help people with life issues that they're having, good, bad, and the ugly. We help with the annual tax plan. We help with making sure the retirement's set up, when to take Social Security. So it's easy for me to get confused when I'm talking to somebody else how that's not included. You know, they give me a price, I think it ought to be there. So this happens a lot on an insurance policy. So talking about risk, there are four things that you can do with risk and only four things, right? So I always use the example, I used to have a Harley Davidson, made my mom scared all the time. But let's pretend like it's a rainy day and there's leaves on the ground, probably the most dangerous riding environment. So I wake up, it's raining, there's leaves on the ground, it's fall in Indiana, and I say to myself, okay, I don't care, I'm going to retain the risk. That's the first R. And I get on the bike and out I go. Or I could reduce the risk by putting on a helmet, right? Or I could avoid the risk by leaving the bike in the garage and making my mama happy, right? Or I could transfer the risk by buying a life insurance policy or a disability policy. That's all you can really do. Those are the four things you can do with any risk that exists out there. But notice in all of those scenarios, what you're trying to fight is something that is negative. So where did this come from? I got a question, and what's the genesis of this discussion? A question came to me. It said, what should my expected return be 1 year later when I buy a stock? And being the smarty pants, I looked at him and said, well, stocks are risky. And he looked at me and goes, yeah, but what should my return be? And I said, that's why stocks aren't risky. See, way back before Ken and I were born, and most of you were born, we had this thing called a Great Depression. And believe it or not, worse than in 08, the banks were closed for a couple weeks. And FDR needed to get money back in the banks. And so he went on this radio program that they called the Fireside Chats. Perhaps you've heard of it. And he would sit there and he would tell people that stocks were risky. And I challenge you to find anything prior to his Fireside Chats that said stocks are risky. Because they're not. They're speculative. A stock can both go up and a stock can go down. And I would respectfully submit that you would not consider anything going up in value risky, right? That's, you know, good events are not risky, right? So what this gentleman asked was a very, very important question. What is my expected rate of return? And on any normalized year, in any normalized economic environment, in any normalized everything, and we never have those, right? We either have a one kind of president or the other. We have a global economy that's strong or weak, emerging markets that are good or bad, demographics that are supporting or distracting, right? You've got all of these ancillary things. So there is no such thing as a normalized year. But in a normalized year, what I'm taught academically as a CFP, and I was a professor at Purdue for 7 years teaching financial planning, in a normalized year, you can expect a stock to be anywhere between 19% up and about 12% down. That's within one deviation and what people are overly willing to accept, okay? Or should know that they accept it. over the course of time, over a 3, 5, and 10-year period, the expectation for that high return diminishes. The expectation for the negative return diminishes. And so you have a going from left to right. You have a tightening spread where you have an expected rate of return that is much tighter. A bond or a fixed income, on the other hand, you have an expectation, and these are hilarious rates, but this is what they taught me in CFPville in the mid-90s. You have an expected rate of return of 4. You could get 6, you could get 2, but you're not going to lose money. And I can show you a lot of people who lost a lot of money in bonds last year. So again, there is no such thing as a normalized year, but that spread, that range that you might expect over a one-year period of time mathematically is less in fixed income than in a normal year than it is in a stock. And so that's the answer to your question. Here's what you need to consider, though. Look at your account makeup. Here's what you need. If you're going to be your own fiduciary, God bless, you can do that. But Ken, if you're going to be your fiduciary, I want you to think about your fantasy football team. You don't play that, do you?
Yeah, I did. First time this year.
Wow. How did you do?
I finished 2nd-1, or actually 3rd-1, and didn't make the playoffs. No, out of 10. And I finished just outside the playoffs, 7th.
Wow.
Out of 12.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I did the unfortunate thing in drafting Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
But I did hedge my bet and took his backup.
Got
a good year.
There you go. See, I know me, I would get too distracted, right? Because I spend enough time studying other stuff, so I didn't do it. But I want you to think about fantasy football, right? When you think about your account, if you're going to do this on your own, you've got to know who's on deck to be added or to be cut, right? In September, when I went on this radio show and I told you that 120% of the S&P 500 growth came from 12 stocks and that was unsustainable, you know, we had a whole slew of companies that were on deck to be cut. We were not thinking about adding because the market was up. We just knew it shouldn't be up where it was, right? And we were thinking about what it is we're going to cut, who's on deck to be traded, right? On the other hand, right now with the market volatility, we're looking at life going, okay, who's ready to be added? You know, the market gives us another spill down and another opportunity to be able to add capital that's on the sideline. You know, who are we wanting to add? We don't want to have to think about that later. And again, if you're going to do it on your own, this is what we do. We have a logic tree. And that logic tree tells us this is how we make the process. And they're all recorded. And you need to record that too. How did you find it? I like to talk about how did you meet, right? Because when you go to sell something, you need to know why you're selling it, not just because the market's going nuts and you're panicking. Panic is never a good financial plan. You want to get rid of the biases when you can. So best way to do that, in my opinion, is to create that logic tree if you're going to do this on your own and test it. Better than that, I would work with somebody who already has a proven discipline and make them show you. Now, at the Financial Enhancement Group, we have a rule, Ken. We punish bad decisions, not bad outcomes. All right. Now, that may sound very odd, but I always use the example of our kids racing each other at Indianapolis. Now, you already live there, so it's not fair. But let's say your daughter came with you up here to visit today to see Dad on the radio.
Okay.
Right? And my daughter and your daughter get in a race to Indy. And Kaylee goes 100 miles an hour and wins the race. Right? As fathers, we do not high-five them. Right?
Correct.
We do not get up because we've seen dead people. We know of all of the things that could have gone wrong. And yet when it comes to risk, because people can't see it, at the end of the day, what people do is say, hey, she won the race. How bad could it be? It all worked out. Well, when it comes to your retirement, I'm not good and down with it just all worked out. You know, we punish bad decisions. You know you have a bad decision when you have a logic tree that says you never should have bought this investment. And if it goes up, great. That's a beautiful thing. But if it goes down, do not get mad at yourself for it going down. Get mad at yourself for not using a decision tree that you had built to buy it in the first place. If you're not going to use yours, use ours. Give us a call, 800-928-4001. We're more than happy to explain how our risk barometer works and how we make the system happen. Again, if you want to be your own fiduciary, that's your business. If you're looking for a fiduciary, that's our business. 800-928-4001. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ken Dilger, co-host of Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $390 million for families in 31 states. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money and five critical elements of finance: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, life happens, the good, the bad, and the ugly of life, and legacy planning. Each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 1-800-928-4001. Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA, SBIC. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number.
800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
Ken, whoever thought, did you ever think that you would have more money in a 401k than the value of your house?
No.
Yeah. And I talk to people about that all of the time, and it is so funny. Never think about it at all, you know, that when they started out. And rarely, and I'm sure there are people out there, but very rarely do I have anybody that I deal with whose house is smaller than their retirement account, or bigger than their retirement account, rather. It's usually the 3 to 4 times in the value of their house. And yet when I sit down and ask them the question of how all of this works, and what they've thought about, many times they have a trust or they have a will to take care of the house. I ask them about their IRA or their 401k, and they say, "Well, Joe, it's in the will." So the first thing, and just for the record, I am not an attorney. I do an awful lot of estate planning, but I do it with attorneys, right? And we call it legacy planning at the Financial Enhancement Group. I think it's critical to make sure that your assets go to where you really want them to go when it's all said and done. That's an important part of the process, if you will. So when we sit down and we talk and they say that it's in the will, I used to have, because it happened to me, 30 years ago, my grandfather died. My uncle lives out in a small country town by Muncie, and grandma had the house. And she had told me that everything goes to my dad and to my uncle. And grandpa died. Grandma sold the house and bought a modular home and put it on my uncle's lot. Now, I don't know what you do in Indianapolis and, you know, but that's a very common event around Muncie, Indiana.
Interesting.
And maybe not now. Like I said, that was 30 years ago. Right? But that's exactly what happened. So a modular home doesn't have a title. It has, or doesn't have a deed. It has a title, like a trailer or a motor home or a car. So I'm walking through the house, and I sit down. I look down, and I see the title. And it had Grandma's name and my uncle's name. And I said, Grandma, you told me that if something happened to you, you wanted half the money to go to Dad and half the money to go to my uncle. And she goes, yeah. I said, that's not what's going to happen. It says here, it's got his name on this, and this is all you got. And she said, Joey, the last living person allowed to call me that without getting some repercussion. She said, Joey, it's in the will. And so, Ken, I created a will that actually gave my mom the Eiffel Tower, my brother the Cub, my brother the Bears, and my dad the Cubs. And, you know, you would be amazed what people would say when I would show it to them. They would go, well, you can't do that. Of course you can't do that. You can't give away something that you don't own, right? Doesn't matter what's in my will. If it doesn't get there, it's not owned that way. So when I look at my 401k, or Ken, when you look at your 401k, what was one of the first things that you had to establish?
Beneficiary.
The beneficiary, which, by the way, has to be your spouse if you're married. And a prenuptial, by the way, won't even hold against that. It has to be a postnuptial. So your spouse is your beneficiary. So you can put in your will that you want it to go to me because you've learned so much off this show and you want to be thankful and grateful and everything else. So I want it all to go to Joe. Doesn't matter what your will says. That 401k is going to go to your wife. She is the beneficiary. It never gets to the will. Okay? So now back to the beginning of the story. The house is many times a fraction of the value of the 403B. I've got multiple people at Purdue that have 403Bs that are $1.5 million, $2 million that they've saved and accumulated, right? And they live in $150,000 to $200,000 homes, right? So in some cases, 10 times. And I look at them and I say, you know what? Your house is in a trust, so you don't pay probate. And it's going to take some time if you die to be able to get it sold and get your kids' money. But do you really want to take your two kids and write them a check for $1 million apiece that just because you and your wife died in a car wreck? You know, I don't care if you're my age. I don't care if you're 25. I don't care how old you are. If you don't have $1 million already and all of a sudden your parents die, and you have access to $1 million virtually overnight with no rules, with no strings attached, I think that is a disaster waiting to happen. You know, when you get an inherited IRA, Ken, you get no guidebook, right? You
just like winning the lottery, right?
It is, except you lost your parents. But it is like that. So what we try to do here is to have things that encourage the beneficiaries to learn along the way. Your IRA, your 401k is not like a house. It's not like a normal trust. The money's coming quickly, right? So we have a beneficiary program so that if something happens to you, your kids are able to be beneficiaries at the same fee that you were at. Even though their accounts would be smaller because they'd be cut in two, they don't have to pay more just because their accounts are smaller. The second thing that we do is family bundling. So, you know, if you're the more money that we have for you that we manage, the lower the percent you pay. You know, it's a declining stair step, if you will. So your kids may not have near the assets, are able to pay the same fee that you do, and we family bundle, and we encourage that. In our industry, the majority of families, the kids find their own financial planner or their own broker to go see, if you will. That doesn't happen here for a very important reason, and that's we have multi-generation. We intentionally do that beneficiary program and that family bundling to help them. So here's what you ought to consider. Ask yourself about enabling. Be radically transparent with yourself. You know, what would happen if I gave my kid access to this amount of money all at one time? And sometimes you can just ask them. Ask the beneficiary what they would do with the money. But I would strongly encourage you to get them a fiduciary. Most go elsewhere at FEG. Like I said, they tend to stay here. But get them started so they can learn how to handle the money. I work with attorneys where we do specialized trust. I call them an IBRAT. Specialized trust to take care of IRA accounts, 401k accounts. Some attorneys will tell you that you can put them in the same trust as your house. I disagree, but I'm not an attorney. But what I will tell you is many custodians, the people who keep your money, disagree. And at the end of the day, they're the ones that decide whether this works or not. So I would get a special trust designed from an estate planning attorney, not a general practitioner, that takes care of your IRA and your 401k. We help people set those up all of the time. I've got a lot of experience in them, including having one myself. So, hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. If you had a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. You got something you want to hear us talk about, please don't hesitate to let us know. Don't forget to get signed up for the podcast. Consider this program wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave a rating and a review and let us know what you think and subscribe to it. Even if you'd rather hear us on the radio, we'd appreciate if you'd take the time to do that. 800-928-4001. Folks, I wish you a wonderful week. Again, 800-928-4001. You get a question or comment, email us. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.